WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to The Calm Within, your daily dose of stoic wisdom to navigate this crazy world. I'm Taylor Reed, your host and resident high person for all things inner peace. And let's be real, in today's fast-paced whirlwind of notifications, deadlines, and endless to-do lists, finding that calm amidst the chaos can feel like searching for a unicorn riding a roller coaster. But trust me, it's not impossible. And guess what? We're diving headfirst into a superpower that'll change your game. Mindfulness. Mindfulness isn't just some trendy buzzword, it's the ancient art of paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on your mental hamster wheel, taking a deep breath, and simply observing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without getting swept away by them. And here's the kicker. Mindfulness is your secret weapon for emotional regulation. Ever felt like your emotions were running the show? You know that feeling when you're stuck in a loop of anger, anxiety, or sadness, and it feels impossible to break free? Well, my friends, mindfulness can help us step back from that emotional roller coaster and regain control. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to unlock the magic of mindfulness for emotional regulation. First up, awareness is your foundation. It's all about noticing those emotions as they arise, like little ripples in a pond. Don't judge them. Don't fight them. Just acknowledge their presence. Imagine you're watching a movie, your emotions are the characters on screen, and you're the director, simply observing the unfolding story without getting too involved in the drama. Second, practice makes perfect. Like any skill, mindfulness takes practice. Start small, maybe with 5 minutes of focused breathing each day. Gradually increase that time as you become more comfortable. You don't need fancy apps or retreats. Just find a quiet space, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. Feel the air entering and leaving your nostrils, the rise and fall of your chest. It's surprisingly powerful. Third, anchor yourself in the present moment. Our minds love to wander, replaying past events or worrying about the future. But mindfulness is all about bringing our attention back to the here and now. Pay attention to the sensations around you, the feeling of the sun on your skin, the sounds of birds chirping, the taste of your morning coffee. These simple moments ground us in the present and help us break free from emotional spirals. Fourth, be kind to yourself. Mindfulness isn't about achieving some perfect state of bliss, it's about accepting ourselves as we are, with all our imperfections. There will be times when your mind wanders, or you get caught up in your emotions. That's totally normal. Just gently guide your attention back to the present moment without judgment. Remember, self-compassion is key. And finally, cultivate gratitude. Gratitude is a powerful antidote to negativity. Take a few moments each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small. Maybe it's a delicious meal, a warm shower, or simply the feeling of sunshine on your face. Focusing on the positive can shift your perspective and help you feel more grounded and content. Now, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine you're stuck in traffic and the frustration is mounting. You start to feel your heart racing, your jaw clenching, and anger bubbling up inside. But instead of getting swept away by those emotions, you remember your mindfulness practice. You take a few deep breaths, notice the tension in your body, and acknowledge the feeling of anger without judgment. Maybe you even start to observe the world around you, the colorful leaves rustling in the wind, the friendly smile of the person next to you. By bringing your attention to the present moment, you've effectively shifted gears from frustration to acceptance. You're still stuck in traffic, but you're no longer at the mercy of your emotions. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to harness the power of mindfulness for emotional regulation. Remember, this isn't about being perfect, it's about making small, consistent efforts to cultivate inner peace and resilience. By practicing mindfulness daily, you can transform your relationship with your emotions, navigate challenges with grace, and ultimately find more joy and fulfillment in life. Now, my challenge for you, pick one of these takeaways and put it into practice today. Maybe it's taking a mindful moment during your lunch break or focusing on your breath before starting a stressful task. And don't forget to share your experiences with us. Tag #TheCalmWithin on social media. Let me know how mindfulness is impacting your life and join the conversation. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, keep it calm, keep it real, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.